A cold front came through yesterday. That's what triggered those showers and thunderstorms. It also took the heat and humidity and pushed it away from our region. So right now, it's a comfortable afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. That front will return as a warm front tomorrow, so you'll notice a bump up in the humidity. There's also going to be the chance for some showers and thunderstorms. And then another cold front will come through tomorrow night, with, again, the chance for some rain. That front should clear the area early on Friday, so any showers will come to an end. And right now, the second half of Friday and all of Saturday are looking quite pleasant, and it's going to feel a little bit like late August or early September as we start off the weekend, so there is some cooler-than-normal weather ahead. And we're also seeing some cooler-than-normal weather across our area today, and the humidity is low for this time of year. Dew points are running mainly in the upper 50s to low 60s, so there's a little touch of humidity, but it's really not too high. And as we head into tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies. Some areas of fog are likely to form, and because that warm front is drawing closer, you'll notice a little bump up in the humidity. I can't rule out a spotty shower late tonight, but most areas should stay dry all night long. We'll have lows in the 50s to low 60s. And then tomorrow we'll have clouds and some sun, and with that front nearby, there will be the chance for some showers and thunderstorms, so keep that in mind if you do have outdoor plans. It'll be a muggy day with high temperatures mainly in the 70s, so even though the humidity will come up a little bit, there's no big heat in the forecast. And then tomorrow night into Friday, that front will come through as a cold front, and that will bring the chance for some more rain. But on Friday, any showers will come to an end early, and we'll see the sun come out. The humidity will drop during the day, and highs will only be in the 60s and 70s. And Saturday will feature highs mainly in the 70s, so it is going to be a very pleasant final Saturday of July. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy with a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, lows in the 50s to around 60. And for tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance for showers and thunderstorms, muggy with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, a chance for showers early, otherwise clearing and turning less humid, with highs in the 60s and 70s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.